Ah, yes, it's the row over a controversial new super council name for North Down and Ards District Council, and it's taken a new twist. Even though a decision has been made to change the name to East Coast Borough Council, a public consultation will now be launched with six names in the mix. Thousands have already been spent to consultants over it already. So what exactly is going on? 0845 955 678 if you're not happy with the name, if you're in that particular area. Joining me on the line to discuss this, Presiding Councillor Alan Graham of the DUP and Independent Councillor Austin Lennon. So, Alan Graham, let's start with you. I mean, what's in a name anyway?
Well, a name is not the most important thing of any borough. I think the most important things we have is what we have to offer in ways of schools, further education colleges, and some unique features like a Olympic swimming pool and a racetrack at Kirkerson.
So could you live with North Down and Ards District Council?
I could live with...
Could you live with East Coast Borough Council? Could you... What are the other... Hold on, I'll find the other alternatives here. Could you live with Ards Borough Council, Peninsula Borough Council? What about, do you have a favourite? Does it really matter? Loughlands Borough Council is another one I see in front of me.
My favourite in the first instance was North County Down Borough Council. But having said that, I could live with East Coast Borough Council.
So North County Down Borough Council is the one that you would opt for?
At the moment, the council has decided on East Coast Borough Council, and the only improvement I can see on that is if we can reach consensus or virtual consensus. I see no sense in replacing one set of discontent people with another set of discontent people. So therefore, I would live with the existing name.
Austin Lennon, are you happy with the current name, or would you put this out to consultation again?
Oh, I would definitely put it out to consultation. I have a very popular Facebook page, and I have an open request to my Facebook people, over 1,500 of them, to find someone who's been consulted. And it's been on for 4 weeks, and that not one person's come to me and said, I've been consulted. But on top of that...
Yeah, but just on that point, how does the consultation work? I mean, surely it's up to the people to engage with the consultation, or are you saying it's up to those who are running the consultation to go and meet the people? I mean, how does that actually work?
What consultation? Nobody knows. Nobody's heard of this consultation. I'm told that there was some street interviews done, and I'm also told by some Green Party members that they interviewed a couple of Sir College students. Whenever North Down Borough Council and Ards were originally being merged, we were asked what name we wanted, and North Down would discuss this in the council, and Ards discussed this, and they accepted North Down and Ards. But that's not the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the residents woke up one morning, they found out the borough was renamed with very little consultation. I know of none. But the biggest issue of here is the fact that when you're marketing something, you put on the tin what you say, and North Down has got a great name. I'm quite happy with the North Down and Ards. They both got world-renowned names. And when you go to market this, East Coast, we don't... You talk about America, you talk about England, the people we want to have. As far as they're concerned, the East Coast is Dublin, Cush and Dáil, a whole way down, and we just get mixed up. What's wrong with North Down Borough Council and Ards? It's going to cost hundreds of thousands by the time it's finished. And I see no need for it. It's a waste of money.
Do you think this is a waste of money as well? Do you think this could be better spent, Alan Graham?
Well, the money which has been spent is to cover a logo, to cover branding, and to cover assistance with naming of the council. All the work that has done is still, it's live work. It hasn't been wasted work. Not as though we went and bought a new name and then decided we didn't want it. The consultation work is still relevant to the final decision that the council will make in early February.
I mean, a lot of people will listen to this and say it's not a great start for the Super Council when we still can't agree a name.
Well, I think, it's inevitable if you have two organisations merging that you will have certain difficulties in agreeing on a name. I personally, I'm not going to fight about it. You know, I'm content. I'm content with the name we have. And again, I would say that the features we have in North Down, the things that are unique to North Down, are the most important things to me. The friendliness of the people, the hospitality, what we can offer. that was the way I would want to market our borough, not just hang too much on a name.
Yeah, but £23,500 I think spent on this already in terms of branding and corporate identity and the total project cost. I mean, will people listening to this who live in the area of the new super council, Austin Lennon, will they be saying to themselves, actually, you can call it what you like, I don't really mind?
Well, maybe some people who don't really pay attention to what's happening in the North Down area, but you find people when we're good tourism. Actually, we're saying North Down. We should say North Down and Ards. It's hard to get used to, but the people who market our borough have spent millions and millions promoting the name North Down, and also in Ards, people have spent millions and millions promoting Ards, and all of a sudden, all the marketing material is going to say East Coast. And people around the world are going to say, well, maybe not so much around the world, but people in England and people in America just see Ireland as Ireland. And the East Coast to them is everything from Dublin right through to Cushion Dull. But as far as the people, you look at the Ards people, the country farmer waking up in the morning, finding it on the East Coast, it just doesn't make sense. You sell what you have. Now, I understand the point of view that a name change, but there's nothing wrong with where we live. We just need to bring out the character a bit more. And as Alan says, we have some great marketing and great places across the both boroughs now merged into one. But this doesn't sell us. And from a purely marketing point of view, too, the East Coast does not denote a warm and friendly place. Around the world, it's always East Coast is cold. It just doesn't come across well as a marketing tool. So I also see a lot of problems with a lot of businesses in North Down, a lot of social services in North Down. They're all called North Down and Ards.
Yeah, but how exercised have constituents been? I mean, are they contacting you about the name? Are they up in arms?
Not half. I posted last night just to say that I'm coming on to the show this morning, and I think there's 80, 90 comments. Two of them were for North Down. The East Coast Council. They really are exercised about this. But I think the consultation is a good thing, and I'm glad that the council, the East Coast Borough Council, or whatever you call it, has decided to consult. And I hope it's an open consultation where people can have their say, and it's not just going to be saying, here we are, we're East Coast, what do you think of our name?
Yeah.
I want an honest and open debate about it.
And maybe some of those people that were in touch with you left the phone this morning, let us know why they're so exercised. 0845955567. Has been the same for you, Alan? Have you had queues of constituents trying to get in contact with you over this issue?
Well, I've had a mixed reaction. I know there's people who do not like the name, but I also know there's people who do like the name. And I suspect that most people will end up calling it the council. And I think that the...
That'll happen in about 11 areas.
Yeah, you could well be right, Joel. And regarding the cost thing, I think we need to bear in mind that any organisation which is relaunching itself will have to spend a certain amount of money on branding, etc. And when you bring it down to the cost per citizen, you're talking something about 16 or 18 pence a person for 1 year, for something that's going to last, hopefully, God willing, 40 years. So, you know, I think we need to keep everything in its proper context regarding these costs.
John Gibson's in Newton Ards this morning. John, what's your take on this? What's your position on Newton Ards?
I'm chairperson of the Glen Ward Community Development Association.
So what do you think of being referred to as the East Coast?
Speaking on behalf of the committee, as a general consensus, we're not very happy with the name.
Why?
Also, because it's very Americanized, but also there was no consultation whatsoever with any of the local representatives to our group. We are a prominent group. We're the longest-running established group in Newton Arch, I believe, and a community group, that is. And no, we have had no consultation whatsoever, and we're not happy about that. We feel that we should have had some sort of say or input into it.
It's interesting because we're told that, you know, I'm reading here what's in front of me, following consultation with the members, council staff, community and business groups, as well as market testing with the public and local college students, councillors were able to make an informed and democratic decision to change the name of the council. So you're saying you certainly weren't included in that?
Definitely not. 100% we were not consulted in any way.
So will you engage in this consultation, and what will you say?
Of course we will. We engage with any consultation that we are invited to participate in. We are very active with our working with our local councillors and statutory agencies, as well as MLAs and MPs.
And do you go along the lines of what Councillor Lennon was saying, where given the branding and given what's happened over the years, that there should be some way of including both Ards and North Down in the title?
Yes, I believe that needs to happen. Again, people in Ards have issues that North Down is being put before Ards. The way it is, if this was a business branding exercise, you would be going alphabetically and it would be Ards and North Down.
Yes, so you're going to get into a row now, Councillor Lennon, over whether it's Ards and North Down Borough Council or whether it's North Down and Ards Borough Council.
Well, I'm not a councillor, but yes,
No, sorry, that was for Councillor Lennon, that one. Sorry, go on ahead, Councillor.
Yes, I can understand that.
Toss a coin.
Toss a coin, but actual fact, whenever you... It's what rolls off the tongue, and I wouldn't object one way or the other, but North Down and Ards just sounds great. And I think both boroughs, we need to build up Ards as well, because it's not just North Down taking over Ards. It's a shared borough now, and we have to live with that. But
you could go alternate years, couldn't you? You could go Ards and North Down the first year, North Down and Ards the second. Keeps everybody like sharing a trophy. Remember whenever they used to share the charity shield when they couldn't get a winner?
Everybody wins nowadays. There's no losers, you know.
Right, David McNary, the Strangford MLA, he's on the line this morning as well. David McNary, good morning to you.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
So what are you going for? What's your preferred option here?
Look, I think that in the conversation and in the consultation, they're missing the point. They're leaving out this coast area, whilst it includes one part of the peninsula, it leaves out Ballygan, Cumber, Killinchy and Lisbian identities.
We can't get them all then.
No, but they're very much in the Ards area, very much known and indigenous folk in the Ards area. And I think Councillor Lennon's on a winner. The coast thing doesn't inspire anybody, no good for marketing.
Did that leave you totally underwhelmed, David, did it?
It did, yes. Underwhelmed is a good term. But why not Ards and North Down do it alphabetically? It's Ards and North Down. People know who they are. When I was a councillor in Ardsborough Council before being an MLA, we spent fortunes on promoting the Ards area, Mount Stuart, bringing people up into the lovely eating areas that there are in the Killinchy area and in the Cumber area. And we can't lose that identity. And the coast doesn't do anything for us. Everybody knows there's a coast. But let's just do practicalities,
yes,
and good marketing. It's Ards and North Down, and stick to that.
Well,
I do hope that the other thing is they won't be juggling around with the mayor's chains. They could rotate the chains.
Well, we already had one row about that in the programme during the course of my stint.
I mean, these things cost another fortune.
Well, there's a suggestion. There was a suggestion from one of the councils, of course, to sell off the ones that you're not using and use the money. But that's another story for a whole other day.
There's two good chains, and you know the mayor isn't always going to be from the North Down area, or he or she isn't always going to be from the Ards area. But if they are from either of those areas, then let them wear the North Down chain that year. And the next year, let them wear the Ards chain.
Okay, food for thought. David McNary, thank you very much. 0845955678 if you're happy with Ards and North Down Borough Council, or indeed North Down and Ards Borough Council, or maybe you think East Coast Borough Council actually has a bit of a nice ring to it, and you'd be quite happy with that. All the other suggestions as well that we threw out to you. Lochlands Borough Council.